When the Real Acts of Caring, RAC, committee voted last fall to make mental health the theme for its dedicated week, Harriet Chong knew it was a good topic to address. As a 28-year teacher and counselor in School District 43, South Dakota 43, she said she's never seen such high levels of anxiety and depression as what students experience now. "There's a lot of stress," Chong said. "We are seeing the scars of COVID. There are people struggling just to get their feet back on the ground. It's a different world now." Chong is one of about 24 committee leaders promoting RAC 2024, a week-long movement that started at Central Community Elementary in Port Coquitlam 19 years ago and encourages people to do something good for somebody without expecting anything in return. This year's push starts Sunday, February 11th, and runs until Saturday, February 17th. Over the past month, Tri-City students, led by Chong and Stephen Balnave, a counselor at Eagle Mountain Middle in Anmore, have spread the good word about RAC at city and village council meetings, a Board of Education gathering, and with local organizations. They also received a proclamation from BC's Lieutenant Gov. Janet Austin and Attorney General Nikki Sharma to pronounce February 11th to 17, 2024, as Real Acts of Caring Week in the province. Last month, in Port Coquitlam, Acting Mayor Cown Steve Darling praised Chong and the 20 Central students, who delivered flowers and cookies to the counselors and staff. In return, Darling offered the presenters a free pass to the recreation center. Cown Paige Petriou told the students they were making a big impact, especially on the lives of people with mental health challenges. "When I was growing up, there was no talk of mental health in school, and I think a lot of people suffered because of that." Cown. Daryl Penner recalled when Central pitched the idea of RAC before council, under then-Mayor Scott Young, in 2005. "I remember thinking that this is a pretty cool idea," he said, adding the RAC kindness outreach exemplifies us as Canadians. Chong told the Tri-City News today, February 9, that she and RAC volunteers recently traveled to the interior to promote RAC. In Penticton, which is in its fourth RAC year, they've made a video to share with BC school districts. "They just love the idea," she said. As for grade 5 students Kate Jarvik and Jackson Carrillo, both 10 and students at Porter Elementary, where Chong works, they stretch the RAC week to the full year. "I help my parents out," Jarvik said. "They are proud of me and my choices. It feels good to do something for someone," Carrillo added. "I play with someone who is lonesome or open the door for somebody behind me. It warms your heart when they smile." To learn more about the Real Acts of Caring Week, February 11th to 17, 2024, you can visit the group's website.